Good morning. I greet you this morning with Ephesians 1, verse 2. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence this morning to praise your holy name. You are the great God and creator of all things. You are the author of all life. You have created us in your image so that we could be in relationship and communion with you. We thank you, Jesus. You are the author and finisher of our faith because you came to fulfill God's holy law and you paid the price for all of us who could not live without falling into sin. Your blood shed on Calvary's cross has washed away all our sin and guilt, and your resurrection has defeated the great enemies, sin, death, and Satan, and given us a right standing before your holy, gracious, and awesome God. We ask the presence of your Holy Spirit today as we look into your word. Guard us from false doctrine. Cause us to grow in our faith and our knowledge of the scriptures. Lead and guide us by the power of your Holy Spirit and help us to grow closer to you and your will. Be with those among us who suffer with various illnesses. Work out healing, if that is your will, and give them all peace in their hearts and the assurance of salvation. Be with us all in these times of restriction. Work out your will and draw many people to repentance and faith in Jesus, our Savior. Guide and use our earthly governments to do what is good and right for the country and not for themselves. Be with our elderly. Be with those who mourn. Be among us and bless us. Lead us out of this wilderness of uncertainty and bless us as we look to you for our present and our future. We pray this in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. Amen. Luke 18:9-14. Luke 18:9-14. Also, he spoke this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Verse 9 tells us why Jesus told this parable. No man, woman, or child can save themselves. No one can stand justified before the holy and almighty God. We are all sinners and fall short of the glory of God, according to Romans 3:23. And because we cannot, we have no right to look down on or despise anyone we think is bad or evil or a sinner. We all need the same thing, God's mercy and grace. Psalm 14, verse 3 says, there is none who does good, no, not one. Then in the first part of verse 11, it says, the Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself. He wasn't with God, he was just praising himself. He had fallen into the trap that can catch many self-righteous people by being confident in the righteous things he had done. Those things he mentions are all good things to do, and every believer should do them. But they do not save us from the penalty of sin. Only the blood of Jesus can do that. But where he failed the most was when he looked down on the tax collector. He was glad that he was not like him. We who have been saved through the cross and the shed blood of Jesus should be the first to realize that we have no right to look down on anyone, no matter how low or immoral that person is. Because that's what we were before Jesus' blood was applied to our sins and we were saved. Romans 6, verse 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Let's read verse 13 again. There it says, "And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, 'God, be merciful to me, a sinner.'" The big difference between the Pharisee and the tax collector was that the tax collector came to God in total repentance, and the Pharisee did not. There was one issue in the tax collector's heart that he wanted God to deal with: his unworthiness because of his sin. He saw himself as a vile and wretched sinner, unworthy to even stand in God's presence. Before he could ask any more of God or do anything for God, he had to get his sins dealt with first. Like all of us, he had to come to God in complete repentance. We all need to come to Jesus with repentant hearts, ready to make a 180-degree turn from our sinful past and allow him to change us from all unrighteousness and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, just like 1 John 1 verse 9 says. Like the tax collector, we need God's grace and mercy. Otherwise, there is no hope for us. Romans 5 verse 8 says, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Did you notice that the tax collector, that's all he said, was he asked for forgiveness. And that was because it was the most important thing. Nothing is more important than our salvation. Verse 14 tells us that this tax collector went home justified, and the Pharisee did not. The lesson for us is quite simple. In order to be justified before the holy and awesome God, we have to repent of our sins, confess our sins to Jesus, and ask him to apply his shed blood to our sin debt. After that, we are to recognize our standing before God, and rather than look down on others, we need to be a gentle, loving witness to them of the wonderful salvation God has for them. In our hymnal, there's a song that I like, number 550. There's a few songs in that hymnal I like, but I like 550, and I like what verse 4 says. It says, "Christ receiveth sinful men, even me, with all my sin. Purged from every spot and stain, heaven with him I enter in." And the chorus says, "Sing it o'er and o'er again, Christ receiveth sinful men. Make the message clear and plain, Christ receiveth sinful men." Romans 8 verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit."